I think what really hit home for me is, so I am a biracial woman. I am half black. And seeing kind of the rhetoric that is still used today, I really was admiring her because of what she did, like, right after the civil rights movement. Like, even when she graduated, IU McKinney was still the height of the civil rights movement. So knowing that there is a woman who can resemble me and is an icon in many of those ways was inspiring, and I had to tell her story to other people as well.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected your research and presentation on her work?
So we were supposed to have her unveiling ceremony May 1st, which would have been 50 years after she was appointed, which would have been amazing. We had been interviewing her children, and her family were supposed to come. Unfortunately, that isn't happening anymore, and it's really upsetting her children, and rightfully so, because they were so proud of their mother, and they felt like the state forgot about her, so we were all going to remember her. It's also kind of put a damper on in trying to, like, get these papers out and write these papers and make sure that we're articulating ourselves well, because COVID has really just kind of dampened a lot of people's motivation.
What is the marker? Where will it be? And when do you hope to have it in place?
I can't really give you a specific date on any of these things. And I know the original location of the marker was going to be outside of the Indiana State Public Defender's Building. It looks like it's still going to be in that general area, but closer to the cultural trail. Actual position of where it's going to be put is also on delay because of COVID-19.
What were some of the cases that she was public defender on that people need to know about?
She actually expanded the office immensely, adding like 23 attorneys to the office. She had a success rate of 90% when on she took on these cases. She did really good things as a legislator, so she was the first Republican woman in the IGA. And she was actually proposing like Roe v. Wade type-esque legislation 5 years before it even hit to the Supreme Court. Intended to protect the life of the mother, which is one of her really big highlights when we were looking through her archival research.
So what you've learned in your research is that if she was alive and well today, she would still be out there doing her job.
Absolutely. I would stay really firm with that, because it was different looking through her archives and seeing all these documents that her family has donated, and then talking to her children made this woman so real for me, that she was someone that I knew and wanted to aspire to be like. And her children talk frequently about how she was the neighborhood, like, community activist in different ways. So her clients who were suffering from different issues, she would have them move in regardless if they were sick, if they were ill. She would help take care of those children for, like, free. She ran out local libraries for students when school was out. I would definitely say Bailey Kahn was a community activist at her core, making sure that no one in her community went without. And I think that could be applicable now, today, even though we're supposed to keep the social distancing and things like that. But I have no doubt that she would be out there trying to help the community, whether that's prepping food or making sure, like, students were taken care of.
Well, thank you so much, Carly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It was nice meeting you.